Are you Kurt?
Come on up, Kurt.
I realized I was going to be called.
Kurt, I didn't do that. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, I'm Kurt.
I'm Kurt Hasselback. I got pulled into Dave's world when I started a new position as curator of the Hart Nautical Collections at the MIT Museum in 1990. And Dave, I think, was the first boat builder that I met almost, as Dave says, a couple of weeks after I started my job. And the reason Dave sought me out is my collections contain the Herrschaft Manufacturing Company design records. And for those of you who don't know, Herrschaft, the Wizard of Bristol, was probably one of the most prolific yacht designers in American history, probably the most famous yacht designer in world history, I think you could easily argue. And as you know, there's so many stories, I don't want to get distracted, but, and you know, what we're all here to do is to exchange stories. So the presentation of a couple of stories is really unimportant. It's the exchange of stories that's really the important thing. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, Dave's world in the last, well, in during the time that I knew him, which was almost at the beginning of his period of, should we say, obsession with boat building. But Dave told me when he grew up on Long Island, he would see the Buzzards Bay, the original Herrschaft-built Buzzards Bay 15s, the boat that's inside the boat shop here, and he admired that boat. He was obsessed with that boat. And his strong interest was to recreate that boat, and I don't believe that anybody had recreated that boat as a plank on frame, as a wooden boat, to build a replica. And so that kind of really started Dave's fame, I guess I'd have to say. I think, you know, a lot of people have asked, well, how many boats did he build? And, you know, what? How do you characterize that? And, you know, it's really unimportant how many boats he built. I mean, we think, I don't know, 30. Built a lot of small boats. He built 7 of these Buzzards Bay 15 boats. He built, we always, well, we figured out that he probably, I think it's safe to say, he probably built more plank-on-frame replicas of Herrschaft's design than any other boat builder, I think, in the world. Something like 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, something like that. But the count is really unimportant because it's the the intensity of his boat building, the combination of desire for quality and the desire for efficiency. Dave was absolutely obsessed with efficiency and quality. And that, if you understand those two things, then you understand everything about his boats and everything about his boat building career. Dave, you know, switched gears all the time. He was refitting boats and building boats and thinking about building boats, and he was doing contracting work for other boat builders and in partnership with other boat builders. So, you know, Dave's boat building career is this big unknown quantity that we're trying to quantify, and we will quantify, but even his best friends can't really sit down and say, well, it's this, and that's not important. It's the intensity and the focus and the quality. And another thing that's important to say is it's bringing it back to Herrschaft. It's his recognition that Herrschaft was one of the epitomes, the pinnacles of design and manufacturing. And it's not boat building, it's manufacturing. It's about crafting. It's about learning as much as one can. It's about constant absorption of better ways of approaching things. He was absolutely possessed with learning how to learn how to do something more efficiently. Every waking moment, he had to pull out a better way, a more efficient way, not a better way. The better was always more efficient. But the legacy is way beyond this yard, way beyond all the boats. I mean, I guess the boats, all, if you could find where all the boats that he refit and that he contributed to, and that he built here, this is a large number of things. And those things are really extremely well put together. And they're, for the most part, possessed by people who really appreciate those things. And those things will live beyond everyone standing here. And that's, to me, a pretty valuable and phenomenal legacy. So,
thank you.